Hello, this is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Reports from Sudan say clashes between rival military factions there have continued, making it difficult for foreign nationals to leave. A drone video has shown smoke rising near the capital Khartoum, which has seen some of the most intense fighting since clashes began a week ago. The airport has been repeatedly targeted. The British government is planning to evacuate its diplomats from Sudan. But this British doctor visiting relatives in Khartoum says she's still waiting for information about the possibility of getting home.
We have no idea about timescale or time frame. We have no idea what it's going to look like. Are we going to be airlifted out of Khartoum Airport? Are we going to have to go by road? Is it going to be a military helicopter? Is it going to be an airplane outside of the city? The most frustrating thing is we get most of the information from the news.
Police in Kenya say they've exhumed 21 bodies during an investigation into a religious group whose followers were allegedly urged to starve themselves in order to meet Jesus. The leader of the Good News International Church, Paul McKenzie, has denied wrongdoing. Here's Grant Ferrett.
Paul McKenzie was first detained last month when two children were found to have starved to death. He then appeared in court a week ago after four bodies were found. He said at the time that he'd done nothing wrong and the church had actually been shut down several years ago. But since then, about a dozen people have been taken to hospital, some of them severely emaciated. And what police are doing now is checking land owned apparently by Mr. McKenzie, the leader of the church. It's not clear in what circumstances they've died, and that's what police will continue to investigate.
Military officials in Mali say an army helicopter has crashed in a residential neighbourhood of the capital, Bamako. An army statement said the helicopter was returning from an anti-jihadist operation. The crash came hours after an ambush by suspected jihadists on a military camp in central Mali, in which at least nine people died. Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has sought to play down differences with Europe and the US over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. During a visit to Lisbon, he signed a joint declaration with the Portuguese Prime Minister. Alison Roberts is in the Portuguese capital.
Mr. Lula da Silva recently angered Ukraine and its supporters by saying that both it and Russia had decided to go to war and that the US was fomenting the fighting. He reiterated his proposal for a group of countries, including Brazil, to mediate a resolution. Later, after a bilateral summit, he and Portugal's Prime Minister, António Costa, issued a joint declaration saying that their governments deplore the violation of Ukraine's territorial integrity and Russia's annexation of some areas.
World News from the BBC. The governor of Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine says at least five Russian missiles hit the city and surrounding areas on Saturday night. Earlier, the general staff of Ukraine's armed forces said one Russian helicopter and four drones had been shot down across the country on Saturday. A protest rally is taking place in the Colombian capital, Bogotá, against reforms proposed by the left-wing president Gustavo Petro. In February and March, Mr. Petro presented reform bills on healthcare, employment and pensions, key areas of his anti-poverty strategy. The government is seeking to cut the working week from 48 to 42 hours, guarantee a basic monthly income for Colombians without pensions, and centralise payments to clinics and hospitals. This woman explained why she'd joined the protests.
The reforms are terrible. The health reform takes Colombia back 30 years. It's a regression if we let them take private sector healthcare providers away from us. It's a move into the abyss. The same for the pensions reform. Everything the president is proposing is nonsense. That's why we're fighting here today.
Critics say the reforms could damage job creation and public finances. The Nigerian authorities say a block of flats at a police barracks in the southwestern Oyo state has collapsed. A number of people are feared trapped in the Sango barracks in the state capital, Ibadan. Residents are searching through the rubble looking for survivors. Earlier this month, a seven-storey building that was under construction in the upmarket Banana Island neighbourhood of Lagos collapsed. A Welsh football team who've attracted fans from all over the world are celebrating their return to the English Football League for the first time in 15 years. Wrexham gained global attention after being bought by the Hollywood stars Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. The pair watched the club beat Boreham Wood 3-1 to win the National League title. And that's the latest BBC News.